123. Correspondence with an Anglican who dislikes hymns. A. Summary of a letter from Eric Routley to Lewis, dated the 13th of July, 1946, page 15. The Hymn Society of Great Britain and Ireland is opening a file of new hymns, to which modern hymn writers are to be asked to contribute. I have been asked to write to you and ask if you will be a member of the panel to whom new hymns may be submitted in order that their merit may be assessed. B. C.S. Lewis to Eric Routley, dated the 16th of July, 1946, page 15. Dear Mr. Routley, the truth is that I'm not in sufficient sympathy with the project to help you. I know that many of the congregation like singing hymns, but I'm not yet convinced that their enjoyment is of a spiritual kind. It may be, I don't know. To the minority, of whom I am one, the hymns are mostly the deadwood of the service. Recently, in a party of 6 people, I found that all without exception would like fewer hymns. Naturally, one holding this view can't help you. C. Eric Routley to Lewis, dated the 18th of September, 1946, pages 15 to 20. D. C.S. Lewis to Eric Routley, dated the 21st of September, 1946, page 20. I can't quite remember my own last letter, but I was wrong if I said or implied that A. variables, B. active participation by the people, or C. hymns were bad in principle. I would agree that anything the congregation can do may properly and profitably be offered to God in public worship. If one had a congregation, say, in Africa, who had a high tradition in sacred dancing and could do it really well, I would be perfectly in favour of making a dance part of the service. But I wouldn't transfer the practice to a Willesden congregation whose best dance was a ballroom shuffle. In modern England, however, we can't sing, as the Welsh and Germans can. Also, a great pity, but a fact, the art of poetry has developed for 2 centuries in a private and subjective direction. That is why I find hymns dead wood. But I spoke only for myself and a few others. If an improved hymnody, or even the present hymnody, does edify other people, of course it is an elementary duty of charity and humility for me to submit. I have never spoken in public against the use of hymns. On the contrary, I have often told highbrow converts that a humble acquiescence in anything that may edify their uneducated brethren, however frightful it seems to the educated, natural man, is the first lesson they must learn. The door is low, and one must stoop to enter.